And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Breaker production of Fortis Institute. Turns out Trump's executive orders ending DEI at universities work a lot better when people actually follow them. Arizona State criminal justice professor Rebecca Loftus got caught on undercover video admitting that her school is secretly violating Trump's orders by disguising DEI programs to keep the federal money flowing. If it's happening at Arizona State, you know it's happening in other places. Conservative comedian Tim Allen recently spoke out about the state of Hollywood and acting and entertainment in today's culture. He recently told Bill Maher that when it comes to sitcoms, the diversity checkbox should not come before the punchline. And Maher, who is more moderate than he is liberal these days, seemed to agree. Up in Canada, the Conservative Party is advancing several pro-life and pro-family resolutions at their national convention later this month. The proposals include abolishing their current policy that bans pro-life legislation, protecting parental rights for gender-confused children, and creating euthanasia-free sanctuary spaces. Under the current liberal law, Canadian parents can face up to 5 years in prison just for discouraging their child from behaving like they're the opposite sex. Back in America, Minnesota's abortion data for 2024 reveals what happens when you eliminate accountability. Nearly 400 babies killed through abortion have no recorded gestational age, which is a sharp increase that pro-life leaders say likely hides late-term abortions. Speaking of life issues, President Trump raised eyebrows recently at the House GOP retreat by suggesting Republicans should be flexible on the Hyde Amendment. Now, the long-withstanding policy prevents taxpayer funding for abortions, and Trump's comments, they drew immediate opposition from Susan B. Anthony's Pro-Life America, who called opposition to taxpayer-funded abortion an unshakable bedrock principle. Speaking of the Trump administration, they did deliver a win for parents concerned about vaccine overload. HHS announced on Monday that it's cutting recommended childhood vaccines from 17 to 10 and adopting the international consensus used by 20 other developed nations. Deputy Secretary Jim O'Neill consulted with health ministries in Japan, Denmark, and Germany, noting parents who think 80 doses per child is too many now have options. In China, the Communist Party arrested at least 7 members of Early Rain Covenant Church as the country continues its crackdown on underground Christianity. Police raided homes, searched properties, and even targeted the church's school, ordering it cleared out. And as we tell you so frequently, please, please make sure that you continue to pray for all of our persecuted brothers and sisters abroad. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content, both of which you can do at fortisinstitute.org. Also, don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.